Allah Rahman Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today inshallah we will continue to learn about the rest of the Arabic letters, and as last week we finished with the letter Ayn and Ghin. Inshallah, today I will shift to the next, which is, you will read from page number 26. Now, please sisters, you can get page number 26. In page number 26, we already, alhamdulillah, finished with the Ayn and the Ghin. Okay? And now we will have a family which consists of three letters. Okay? These three letters, actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, two of them are similar in the way of writing. Okay? The fa and the qa. We will start with these two. These two letters, actually, they are similar in the way of writing, which is a small circle connected to a half a circle. Small circle connected to half a circle. One of the letters is having one dot, the other letter is having two dots. Okay, so now we have a family which will start with, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, consists of three members. Okay, we will start with the first two. The first two is, the first one is the letter fa, which is equal in English to the letter F. Okay, so this is the fa. Okay, sister, please say five times the fa. Again, five times. Fa. Okay, so when you see this letter, which is a small circle connected to a half a circle, having one dot, this is equal to the letter fa, with F in English, and we pronounce it fa. And it, for an example, the word four. Okay, this is fa, fa, this is the fa. Please say it again five times.
Fa.
Again.
Fa. Fa.
Okay, this is the letter fa. When you write it, always when you have the half circle, this means that at the end of the word. At the beginning of the word, I always remove the half circle and I replace it with a transverse line, because I will connect the other letter to the letter fa. So the letter fa, when it is at the end of the word, it will have a half a circle. But when it is in the beginning or it is in the middle, it will lose the half circle and it will be replaced by a straight line, so that you can connect other letter to it. Okay, this is the letter fa. Okay, and in order to know how to pronounce it with the long vowel and the short vowel, we will have page number 27. Please get page number 27 and read after me. At the end of the lower part of the page, you will see the letter fa, okay, with the vowels. So now with the short vowel fa.
Fa.
Sister, please repeat with me. Fa.
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 Fu.
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 Fi.
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 Fi. Fi.
Fa.
Fa.
Again, fa.
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 Fu.
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 Fi.
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 Fa.
Fa.
Again. Fa.
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 Fu.
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 Fi.
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 Fa.
Fa.
So again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We repeat the same with the second letter, which is the. This is the second letter. The second letter is the sister of the first letter. It is a small circle followed by half a curve, but it has two dots instead of one dot. Okay? This letter is equivalent in English to the Q. You know the letter Q? Like queen. Okay? But actually you have to stress on it. Okay? Qa. Qa.
Qa.
Qa. From your epiglottis, okay, and you press Qa.
Qa.
Qa. Okay, this is the letter Qa. Okay, so please say it five times.
Qa.
So the letter Q is also a small circle connected to half a circle. It has two dots. It is when you pronounce, for example, queen, but actually Q is more tough than the Q in English. It is, again, it is Q. Okay? Now, if you will write it at the end, it will have the half a circle. If we write it at the beginning or in the middle, I will remove the half circle and I will replace it by a straight line. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Now, please get page number 28. Page number 28, we will read about the letter Q. So, Q with the fatha, it will be Q. Q with long vowel A, it will be Q. So now I will read short and long. Q.
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 Q. Q.
Q.
Q.
Q.
Q.
Q.
Q.
Q.
Q.
Q.
Alhamdulillah. Now we will move to the third letter, which is the letter K. Okay, now why the letter K is in this family? Because the letter K, you can pronounce it similar to the letter Q, but this is a light one. Okay, because when you say Q, you will say Q, Q, Q. But when you pronounce that letter, okay, which is when you write the letter L in English, okay, you write opposite to it. Okay, this is the L. Okay, when we write L in English like this, okay, the K is like the L but to the opposite direction. Then it has a hand. Okay, so this is the third letter. When you tell me why this letter is part of this family, I tell you because you pronounce it similar, a little bit similar to the Q, but in a light way. So it will be K.
K.
Whenever you pronounce a light letter, okay, it will be with a transverse movement of the mouth, K.
K.
But when you pronounce a heavy letter, it will be always from your throat, Q. So this is Q.
K.
Q. K.
K.
K. Okay. How to write the letter K again? Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you make a straight line, straight, then a transverse line, this is the letter K, and you put a hand. Okay? Type. Alhamdulillah. There is another way to write the letter K, so that you know the way to write. Okay? This is the letter K, I told you, straight line and the transverse line, then you can add an addition. Okay? A curved line. This is the other way to write the letter K. So letter K has two shapes. This is the shape at the end of the letter, at the end of the word. Okay, a transverse line and a straight line and a hand. This is K at the end. K at the beginning and the middle is like this. I will take the hamza and I will replace it by a curved line. I want you to write like this because this will make it easy for you to remember how to write the letter K. At the beginning, at the middle, still straight line, transverse line, curved line, but at the end it must be straight, transverse, and hand. Okay? This is the letter K. Now we will read about the letter K from page number 28. Q.
Q.
Q. Q. Actually, it is missed about the fatha. The fatha, yes, the fatha is not here. K, yes, I will just add it. We'll start with the first one. Please add the fatha. Okay, K. Yes. Yes, this is the K. But I have to write it for you. I will write it for you now. No, just a minute. It is there. It's there, but it is up. So again, we will read again. K.
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 Q.
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 K. Again. K.
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 Q.
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 K. So now, alhamdulillah, we have three letters. Okay? I want you again to get page number 27. Okay, and at the end of 27, we read about the letter F. F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F.
F. fe, fu,
fu,
fi,
fi,
fe,
qa,
qa,
qu,
qu,
qi,
qi,
qa,
ke,
ke,
ku,
ku,
ki,
ki,
ka. Now, sisters, I will skip the vocabulary, okay, and I will move to page number 10. Okay, we will now move to lesson number 10, which is the last lesson. Okay, now we will start the last lesson, lesson number 10. Jazakallah kull khair. Thank you very much.
Jazakallah khair.
Okay. So now, inshallah, sisters, actually, we finished Fih, Qaf, and Kaf. And now, inshallah, we will start the last group of the Arabic letters. So that, inshallah, today we finished. Can you please adjust this one with me? Please hold it a little. Because I can't remove and hold and write and do everything. Okay, sister, please get page number 33. And in page number 33, we will have four letters. Okay? Please, I want one of you to come to hold for me the paper. This one. Sit down, you can sit and hold. Okay, because not like this, you can sit on the chair and okay, see, you can ask the sister to eat.
I'll do it.
Okay, because you see, I will be all the time.
Sit down.
Okay.
Sit down. That's fine.
Okay, sister, please look to the page number 33. Okay, now this is the last group of the letters, okay, of the Arabic letters, okay? We will start with this letter, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now I want you to look to this letter. You noted that it is a straight line and a curve. Okay, do you remember this letter in English? What is this letter? This is so. When you pronounce this letter, it is like the letter A. Alhamdulillah. Very simple. Okay, so actually when I look here, I tell to myself, this is La. All of us together, repeat please 5 times. La.
La.
Again.
La.
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 Like the word in English, Lord. Okay, so now when I see this letter, I remember that it is written like the same English letter, which is the L. Okay, and this is, when I pronounce it like La. Okay, if I pronounce it like La, let us get page number 34. Okay, and let us start to read. Okay, this is the La with the Fatha. You can read with me here. So this is La.
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 Lu.
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 Li.
Li. Li.
La.
La. Again, La.
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 Lu.
Lu.
Li.
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 La.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so now we know about the letter La. When I see the letter, it is equal to L. It is like the word Lord. La, 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 Lu, Lu, Li, Li, La. Now I will move to the second letter. Okay, this letter actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is equal. Now, what is after the letter L in English?
M.
This is the M. Okay? Now, in these four, three letters, it will be like the English. This is, in English, we know L, M, N. This is L, M, N. So you always remember that, you know, there is a family in the Arabic words, which is, you can make it in one word. La, ma, na. Write it like this, sister, and tell, write below it. This is the La, this is the M, and this is the N. So that it will be easy for you to remember three letters in one time. La, ma, na. La, because la, ma, na. Okay, this is the la. You write three English letters. L, M, N. And you write the equivalent in the Arabic. La, ma, na. Okay, this group of letters are following the same English letter. L, M, N. La, ma, na. Okay? This is number one. This is rule number one to remember it. Whenever you forget, you see this letter, Arabic letter, and you tell to yourself, I can't remember what is this equivalent to what, you tell to yourself, I pronounce a word, la, ma, na. Ah, this is the M, because this is after the L. Because the L, this one, lam is L. Alhamdulillah. So the next will be the M. Okay, now this is the letter ma. Okay, this is called ma. Okay? Like the word moon. When you pronounce this is the ma. Okay? So sister, please say ma 5 times.
Ma.
Keep on.
Ma. 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 Ma.
Very good. Now, please get page number 34 and we will read the ma with the short and long vowel. Now again and again, sisters, when I have a letter like this, this is how to read the letter ma. Okay? So, can I write it like this at the beginning of the word? No. Why? Because I need to connect. I can't connect with this one. So I must remove this part, then I can connect. So the letter ma can be written like this at the end of the word, like this at the beginning of the word. I have to remove this part. Okay? And also in the middle it will be the same. So this is how to write the letter ma. Okay, now how to pronounce the letter ma. Okay, ma with the fatha. You can look with her and I will fit. Okay? So now, ma with the fatha will be ma.
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 Mu.
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 Mi.
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 Ma.
Ma.
Again, ma.
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 Mu.
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 Mi.
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 Ma.
Ma.
Okay, so now we to revise with the letter la. La.
La.
We'll start from the beginning of the page. La.
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 Lu.
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 Li.
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 La.
La.
Ma.
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 Mu.
Mu.
Mi.
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 Ma. Alhamdulillah. Now we will move to the third member of the family, which is according to the English letters, it will be equal to the letter Na. So when I tell you how to pronounce this letter, sister, you tell me Na.
Na.
Please say it 5 times.
Na. 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 Na.
Na. Alhamdulillah. Again, I remember the word la, ma, na. I always remember this. La, ma, na. This is la, this is ma, this is na. So the letter na is equal in English to the letter n, na. Okay, so now, if I want, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to pronounce the letter na, we will look again to page 34. It will be na, na. Na.
Na.
Again, na.
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 Nu.
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 Ni.
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 Na.
Na.
Again, na.
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 Nu.
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 Ni.
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 Na.
This is clear now, sisters. We learn these 3 letters. Alhamdulillah. Now we will learn about the last letter of the Arabic, okay, which is the letter ha. Okay, now the letter ha, we have a letter before, okay, which was like the letter ha. Who can remember that letter? Before, we have a letter which you pronounce it like ha. Ah, this is the letter ha. Very good. So now, it is supposed that the letter ha will be the heavy H. Okay, now the letter ha, sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the letter ha. Okay, actually the letter ha has a special issue, which is that you can write it in totally more than a shape. Different ways. You know, this is the problem of the letter ha, is the way of writing. You know, this is the letter ha which is equal to H. Ha. Okay? A light one. Ha. The letter ha, if you remember, it was an H with a dot. Because the letter ha is the heavy H. Ha. Ahmed. Alhamdulillah. from again and again we clarify that the heavy letter will be from the throat, the light letter will be from the mouth, from the lips, and in a transverse way I move my lips in a transverse way. This means that I am pronouncing a light letter, ha ha ha. But when but if I go down to my throat saying ha ha ha, this is the heavy letter. Any letter you have it from your throat is a heavy letter. Okay, so this is the ha. Please repeat after me, ha.
Ha.
Feel it here down. Ha.
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 Ha. Ha. Ha. But when I pronounce the ha from outside your mouth, as if you are taking light breath, but the ha is from here. Okay, so always try to feel the difference between the light letter and the heavy letter. Both of them are like breathing, but one of them is breathing from. This is the ha. The ha is. This is the ha. Okay, so now this is the letter ha. The problem for the letter ha is the way of writing. Okay, you must learn how to read the letter ha in different shapes, so that you can know it, you can recognize it. Yes. Otherwise, you will not be able to know that this is the ha. Okay? So please now get a paper and start write with me the letter ha in its different shapes. This is the most important. For the letter ha is the way of writing. Okay? The way of writing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If the letter ha is at the beginning of the word, you will make a half a circle up like this one. Please do it with me. Then you will make a straight line, half a straight line. Then you will make a small circle and extend it. Okay? So again, to write the letter ha at the beginning of the word, you will make a small circle, half a circle up. Then you make a straight line to the middle of that circle, then you make a small circle, then transverse line. Four steps. Half a circle, straight line, small circle, straight line. Please write it in your notebook 10 times. Okay, so that if you have any difficulty to write it, please tell me now, I will clarify it for you. Otherwise, you will not realize the letter H. This is the problem of the letter H. Half a circle, then straight line, small circle, and straight line. Okay, you are writing? Bismillah ar-Rahman. To write the letter H at the middle, you will make a straight line, then half a circle up, half a circle down, or one small circle up and small circle down, to make it easy for you. Straight line, small circle up, try to make it with a small circle down and straight. To make it more easy for you, straight line, then the letter H, then straight line. Yes. This is the most easy way. Straight line, letter H, straight line. Please make it 10 times. Okay, because now, inshallah, I will show you some of the shapes of the letter H, and I hope that, inshallah, you will be able to realize it. So now we know at the beginning it is a small circle, straight line, then a small half a circle, small line, straight line, small circle, straight line. In the middle, you make a straight line. This is actually straight line, is the connection of the previous letter. Then the letter H is equal to letter H. This is the H. This is the beginning of the ha. Whatever before it is the connection with the previous letter, then a straight line. This is the ha. The third one, the third shape at the end, is that you make a straight. This is the previous letter, for example, so that you know the word. Who can read this word now? Okay, now this is how. Yes, you want to read it? Yes. Ra, ba, hu. Okay, so when you tell me, Sister Mona, where is the letter H, I tell you this is the letter H, because this is the Ra, and this is the Ba. Then I start the letter H with a straight line, then before the end of the line a little bit, I make half a circle. This is the letter H. So how to write the letter, and it is always there at the end. This is one of the very common Arabic letters. Okay, so you need to be aware of the three ways of writing the letter ha. At the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. At the end, I will make a straight line. Then before its end, I will make half a circle. Okay? So this is a straight line. Please write the word Rabbahu without short vowel, just the letter three times. Write this word so that you will be familiar with the connection with any letter with the letter ha. Okay? Please write it three times. Rabbahu. Rabbahu. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Letter. Please write it. Take your time. All praise to Allah. Now wish about the Arabic letter. And from now, inshallah, today, from today until the month of Ramadan, inshallah, I will get for you some verses of the Quran. We will start to read from the Quran, inshallah. Today we will start with some words which are related to the class of today. So if you have any problem with the class of the rest, I will give it to you later. Now we want just to read. You know, there are many complicated classes at the end of the notebook later on. Because before the month of Ramadan, if you can just, you know, yeah, realize the letter, this is excellent. Just
follow it, Tarawih.
Yes, No, Tarawih, forget about Tarawih. If they read slowly, yes. If they read quickly, maybe it will be difficult, except if you have time to repeat the letters, okay? So now, inshallah, sisters, I will write for you some letters, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I want some words from the Quran, and I want you, if you know how to read it, to tell me how to analyze the word and how to read it, and raise your hand, okay? So that everyone can realize where is her mistake. Okay, whoever knows how to read this word, please raise your hand and tell me. Okay, Daniel, please come here and analyze the word and tell me everything about the word. What is this word?
This is Huwa.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, what is this letter? Ha? Okay, with
Doma.
Very good.
Doma. Okay. And
Wa. With A? Very good, excellent.
And these two, you can't connect them together.
Yes, you
can.
Yes, okay. You want to connect them together? Okay. Okay, very good. Jazakallah. So now, sisters, all of you know how to read this word or not? Okay, you know or not? Okay, Nora, come and try. Because I know it is not. So now, sisters, I will analyze it for you again. See that letter which is half a circle, having a small circle inside it. I remember that this is the letter ha, okay, which is light H. Okay, then the other letter with it is the letter wa. Okay? This is the two letters which I have now. Then I will add the vowels. It will be who? What? Who? You see? So first you have to write the letters. Then you can add the vowels. Who? What? Okay? This is who. Okay. Who now can read this word? But again and again, sisters, I want to tell you one thing. Try to read. Not just to remember the words of the Quran and to mention it. Okay, because the most important time to read is the time when you learn the letter. Who can read this word now and can analyze it for me? Please, sister, keep it in your heart. Okay, for the sake of the other people. You know, come and analyze it for me. X is that you write what you have, then you... Okay. Excellent. Put the vowels.
Allah.
No, not Allah. This is not Allah.
If I write, please make it.
Then I will tell you. Because I want you to try to pressurize, you know, your mind. There is a mistake, two mistakes in what Kefa did. So Kefa, give me the pen, Jazakallahu khairan, and sit down. We will know what the on that of the word.
Well, I think there's an alif, lam, ha.
Okay.
Because you can't have an alif. Alifs don't connect, right? So, they don't ever connect. So that wouldn't be an alif. So,
Okay. This is number one. This is correct. So please write the word now. Number one, what is
ha?
Ha. the word Allah as a Muslim is Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha, Ha. Okay? So the word Allah is having two Lam. Allahu. Okay? And then this is the Ha at the end. Okay, now I will give you another word. And I want you to read it. And then I will tell you the difference between this word with one lamb and this word with one lamb and this word with two lamb. So that you realize the difference and the importance of every letter in the Arabic word. Who can read this word now, Sister Maryam?
Ilah.
Very good. This is the word Ilah. Can you analyze it?
Alif, Lam, and Ha.
And Ha. Alif, Lam, Ha. Okay, Alif, Lam, and He. Here I have Alif, double Lam, two Lam, and He. What is the difference? Ilah is God. Any God. Sorry, any God. This is Ilah. Allah, our Lord, the One. Okay? So when you say the word Allah, this is our Lord, the One. Allah is the One, only One. Okay? But Ilah is any God. So I can't confuse Ilah with Allah. You see, this is the difference. And subhanallah, if you try to evaluate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the word Ilah for any God with one lamb. And make for him, this is the name of Allah, two lamb. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the God who has the two lamb because he is the one. Any God, you can say it Ilah. Whatever, except Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, when I write it, when I read it, with two lambs. Okay? So you have always to keep it in mind that every letter, this is the problem of recitation of the Quran. You know, you can recite the news, you can read the Arabic newspaper and make mistakes. No problem. Any Arabic book and make mistakes. No problem. Why? Because this is the words of the human being. No problem for the human being. But when I recite the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must be very careful not to miss any letter. Okay. Who will read for me this word now? Okay, very simple word. And analyze it. Okay, go ahead. Tell me, what are these letters? How many?
Two.
What are they?
Lamb.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. Jeanette never attend more than a month continuous. Then she will escape 1 year. Then she will attend. But actually, this is excellent, Jeanette. Alhamdulillah. Lamb. Okay. Then you have so with the lamb you put the fatha, with the mim you put the skun. So it will be lamb. All of us together, lam. Again,
lam.
Please read it, say it 5 times.
Lam.
Because this is now I will give you words from the Quran.
Lam.
Okay.
Lam.
In your heart. Okay, who will tell me this word? Now it is your turn. Yalla, come. You see, again, alhamdulillah, you know the letter. But again and again, you try to escape one letter. In the Arabic, you can't, in the Quran, you can't escape a letter because of the meaning. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is, first this word, if we want to analyze it, it will be ya plus la plus da. Okay? Ya actually in English is like this, L and D. Okay, now it is ya li da. Okay, ya li. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and actually I think you know the English meaning of the word yalid. Okay, he begets. So if I say yalid, not ya lid, it will not be beget. This is the problem. You know, this is how you have to be careful. Yes, the problem is that you change the whole meaning, and the meaning is very critical. Okay, so I want you, when you read the Arabic, okay, don't miss any letter. Okay? Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who will read this word now? Whoever will read this word, inshallah, will be excellent. Sister Fawzia, they are reading now. Alhamdulillah.
Congratulations.
But I want you to attend, or this is for you. This word is for you. You are tired today? Khalas, we excuse you today. Okay. Let me get you exactly there.
Okay.
Okay, who can read before the first analyze it? Not you, Daniel. Now we will learn how to read and write the word as-samad. Okay, very good. Come. This is a, and this is le. Then how I pronounce the word? I said as-sa-sa-sa. What is this sa? As-sa. Sisters, please don't look. Just look. Sa. 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 Did I say? No, I didn't say. First, you have to know that I am pronouncing a heavy letter. I said sa. So I make my mouth like a circle, I extend it to the front, I press my tongue and I say sa, sa, sa. So what is this letter which is pronounced like sa, sa? The heavy of the, try to remember. The heavy, this is the heavy letter of what? Of the sin. Okay, so I'm saying sa, 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 okay? This number one. So this is the sa. Okay, then you write mim and dal correct. But again, there is a problem. Suppose this is the ha, for example. In the middle, ha will be written like this?
No, the eight.
Okay, this is the eight. Very good. Okay, it is not. What about the mim? It will be written like this?
I wasn't here when you did the mim.
Huh?
I wasn't here.
When you look now, suppose... Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I tell you, sisters, we need to start reading words from the Quran. Then I write for you a word which is alif, lam, sad, mim, dal. For example, you look to the word and you tell to yourself, Alhamdulillah, I know these letters. Okay? Then how you pronounce it? This is the most important. The most important in the Arabic, not to miss any letter. To miss any letter. If you miss any letter, you will change the meaning. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You will change the meaning, okay, and then you will change the whole meaning of the Quran. So the most important is to know. When you have any word with alif lam, separate the alif lam. This is rule number one. Whenever you have any word with alif lam, separate the alif lam and pronounce the alif lam first. Say al. This is part one. Then start to pronounce part two. As-sa-ma-d. Al-Samad. But to try to pronounce the word, the Arabic word, which is having alif lam as one word, it will be impossible for you. You will not be able to pronounce. So just say Al-Samad. Now you are pronouncing Al-Samad correctly. You can open the fan a little bit because maybe too hot for you.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, a little bit. A little. Just a little. Okay? So Al-Samad. You must first separate al-samad, okay? But just to pronounce it al-samad, you are pronouncing it because you memorize qul huwa allahu ahad. But I will give you now another word with the alif lam, okay? Who will read this word now? Very good. But again and again, remember the long vowel, okay? But you read it in a good way. Al-wa-hid. Again, all of us together.
Al-wa-hid.
Again, five times.
Al-wa-hid.
And please write it, sisters.
Al-wa-hid.
Okay, keep on.
Al-wa-hid.
Again.
Al-wa-hid.
Okay, again.
Al-wa-hid.
Okay. Now I will give you another word. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So that inshallah. Okay. Who will read? This is dot above this letter. It has a dot. Okay. One dot. Okay. Remember again, I told you the word la, ma, la. L, M, A. Always keep this in mind. This word, keep it in mind. You were around when I write this word? You were around when I write this one or not?
Yes, today?
Okay, yes. So this is the N. L-M-N. L-M-N. So what is this letter now? Na. So, na and then? Alif and then?
Alif.
Sin. Don't say it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, sin. Sin. Again? You cannot see the sin? Okay, I will write it again. Okay. Okay.
Alif sin.
Very good. This is number one. You analyze the letters. Number two, do you have any long vowels?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me where is the long vowel? The alif. Okay. So now read them. According to the long vowels.
Separately?
Yes.
Alif. Lam.
No. First, I want you not to say alif lam. I want you to say ah, la, na. Don't say the name of the verb, of the letter. Say how to pronounce it. Ah,
ah,
la, na. When you come to the na, with the long vowel, you say na. You see? So it will be ah, la, na. Again, all of us together.
Ah, la. La sa.
Again, keep on.
Ala
la
na.
You see, this is how to read the word. Please say sister again until I give you another word.
Al
na
na.
Al nas. Alhamdu bi rabbin nas. This is al nas. Please say five times. Okay, that's okay. I have 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, now who will read this word now? Okay, yes. Very good. Come and try. You must try. The most important is to try, not to make it correct. This is this one. You remember this
me.
One?
Ma.
Ma. Very good.
Ma.
Ha. What is this one like the L to the opposite direction? You remember?
Das.
La. La. Very good. La. Very
La.
Good.
Ha. Ka.
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 Very good. Put it together.
Ha. Li.
La. No, li.
A.
Le.
La. Mi.
Ma.
Ma.
Then what is after the ma? There is
ma.
Any longer vowel?
Ha.
Ma.
Ha. Li.
Ka. Very good. Excellent. MashaAllah. Because today you just learn about the ma and you can pronounce the ma. This is very good. So it will be, let us say it all together, sister. Ah, le, ma, le. Again, 5 times. No, I want you, sister, don't say it as one word. Because, you know, say it, ah, le, ma, le. So that you start to get the letters together in your mind. Ah, le, ma, le. Okay. Who will read this word now? Mm-hmm. Okay, who wants to read it? Okay, you want again? Come. No, very good. Then Sister Mariam, your turn. Eh? What is it? The
That's
same
me.
One.
Ma.
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 Not ma.
A.
Mi.
Ra.
Again.
Ha.
Mi ro.
Very good. This is enough. It is amr, but this is enough. You pronounce the letter and you know how to pronounce. Okay, who can pronounce this word now? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, because this will be your homework. Okay, now let us analyze the word. Okay, do you know? This is not
clear.
No, I. Okay, how to pronounce it? Qa. This is the qa. Wa.
Wa.
Ma.
Ma.
Qaw.
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 Qaw. All of us together, qaw.
Qaw.
I will give you some words. You pronounce it after me. This is where. Where. Je.
Je.
Ha. Na. Where. Je.
Je.
Ha. Okay, next. This one. This word is very important. What is this? Yes. This is here.
This I.
I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wa.
Wa.
No.
Very good. This is number one. Number two. Do you have any long vowels? Try to concentrate. Long vowel. There is a or ye or wa. A with fat. Yeah. Preceded by a kasra. Do you have wa preceded by a dhamma?
No.
No?
By
wow.
Dhamma.
Yes. Wow preceded by a dhamma because the dhamma is on the one. Wow preceded by a dhamma.
Okay, yeah.
So we have a long vowel. So now how you will read it? Oh.
I.
I. Eh?
Ayun.
Excellent. You see? Ayun. You see, the most important for the Quran is to realize the long vowel. When you will realize the long vowel, you will extend the letter before the long vowel, that's it. And when we let us all read it, sister, Ayun.
Ayun.
Sister, for the sake of Allah, five times.
Ayun.
Just a minute.
Ayun.
Again.
Ayun.
No, this is Dhamma. This is Dhamma.
Yeah, Ayun. What is the Rimlu?
What's the
Rimlu? Is the word first? Just pronounce.
It's a what word?
With sukun.
Oh.
Forget about this one. First analyze the letters.
La. Yi. La.
Excellent. MashaAllah, this is very good. Correct. All of you sisters can read this word. Actually, she read it very quickly, MashaAllah. She didn't take her time to analyze it or anything. This is very good. Now I will analyze for you this word. This is A. Again, this is double lamb. You see, sisters, but I think Sister Janet knows about the double lamb. Very good. Like the word Allah. You remember when we pronounce Allah? This is again, she said A, La, because this is Lam with Sukun. Then she added the other Lam with Fatha. So it is Al. Al-Layl. Al-Layl. This is the Ya, La. Al-Layl. Okay. This is very good. Please pronounce it five times. Say it five times.
Al-Layl.
Again.
Al-Layl.
Keep on, sisters.
Al-Layl.
Okay.
Al-Layl.
Very good. Okay, let us see who will read this word, the next one. Go ahead. Who will read this word?
Yes.
I want to clarify to you. Just a minute, sister, please don't talk. Okay, I want to clarify it to you. Okay, number one, you have to analyze. So this is A, Ha, A, Ma. Number one, you put the letters. Number two, you look for a long vowel. Yes, I have a long vowel. What is the long vowel here? The long vowel here is the alif, which is related to the la. So now when I will come to the letter la, okay, I will extend the letter la. I will not say ah la am, no. I will say ah la. This will be one letter. This This is how you have to read. Now I am teaching them in this way. Okay? Don't pronounce the long vowel. Add the long vowel to the letter before it, and they will become one letter. So it will be ah, la. So you see what I am extending? Lam. See? The alif is not an alif to pronounce it. The alif is a long vowel to extend the letter before it. Ahlam. All of you sisters,
please.
No. Ahlam. Ahlam. Extend the lam. Extend. Yeah. Repeat it until I give you another one. Ahlam. I want to give you another one like this one. Ahlam. Okay. This word, inshallah, I hope that you can read it. I hope it is not difficult. But this is the most important word to know it. This is why you have number one. Yes. You see, this is why you have to again and again remember, sister, that number one, I will say, I have one, two, three, four. The alif is not a letter. The alif, this is the most important. The alif is a vowel which is added to the previous. So it will be alif, seen. Lam, extended, then meem. You see? Yes. Islam. You see? Islam. The most important is, I will give you the other one. All the words of the Arabic is like this. Islam, Iman, Ihsan, all are related to the long vowel, and the problem is that most of the sisters, they read the alif as if it is a letter. This is wrong. You will read it alif, yeah, mim extended with a long vowel, then noon. So it will be iman. This is the, I extend the mim. I don't say e ma. No, wrong. There is no alif. This is long vowel. So this is the only way. Now I will give you another word and I will see how you will read it. Inshallah. Who will read this word now? Raise your hand. Give you the first rule to read any Arabic word. Number one, I analyze the letters. Number two, I check for a long vowel. Number three, before putting this, you know, before putting the short vowel, I check for the sukun. Whenever you have sukun in any Arabic word, divide as after the sukun immediately. So now when I read this word, this is the only way you can read any Arabic word is to divide. Where to divide? I can divide number one after the alif lam. Number two, I divide after the sukun. So now I will read this word again. I will say ihsan. Okay, whenever you have a sukun, divide. Otherwise, you will not be able to pronounce the sukun with any other short vowel after. You cannot say ihsan. Okay, so you will say ihsan. Ihsan. This is how we pronounce it, okay? Arabic tongue. So you always divide where the sukun is, you always divide after the alif lam. Number four, after I divide and I analyze and I recognize the long vowel, number four, I add the short vowel. Okay, this, if you follow 1, 2, 3, 4, inshallah, you will be able to read all the words. Now, I want you to get page number. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Page number 35. Page number 35, sisters. Okay, this will be the homework, page number 35. I will give you page number 36 for those whom you can try page number 36. Okay, I will. Your homework is 35. To write it 5 times and to read it, I will read it with you. Whoever can read 36, well and good. Okay, I will not give it to you today, okay, so that it will not be too much for you. We have the page of 35. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, so that we will finish. And then, okay, 35 is enough for you. You will write it 5 times. Inshallah, next time, please bring a notebook, okay, empty notebook, because we will start to learn from the Quran, inshallah. I will get for you one big words of the Quran, and you will start to read and to write, inshallah. So now I will read from 35, and you read after me. Huwa.
Huwa.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Huma.
Huma.
Now why I said huma? Because the alif is a long vowel, so I will extend the letter ma. So it will be huma.
Huma.
Again.
Huma.
Again.
Huma.
Hum.
Hum.
Hum. Al. Al.
Ness.
I want you to realize how I pronounce. I pronounce the alif lam first because there is a sukun above the alif lam, sukun above the lam. So I say al ness. Again,
al
ness.
Al
ness. Next word again. I have a sukun above the lam, so it will be al malik. Again,
al
malik.
Malik.
Al malik.
Malik.
Amr.
Amr.
Amr. This word we have it here. Amr. Amr. If it is difficult for you, amru. Amru.
Amru.
Qawm.
Qawm.
5 times, sister, these are difficult words. Qawm.
Qawm.
Again.
Qawm.
Repeat, sister.
عيون.
عيون. Again. أحلام.
أحلام.
Again, divide at the sukun. أحلام. وجه. وجه. I will repeat it and you repeat it after me, sister. هو هي هما هم الناس المالك أمر قوم عيون أحلام
أحلام.
So that you know, if I will pronounce a fatha, I will clarify the fatha. This is أحلام. Just when I say ما means the sukun. If I want to say أحلام, I will say أحلام. When you see my mouth move straight, this means the fatha. But I said أحلام. أحلام.
أحلام.
I closed my mouth. Okay, so it is أحلام. Okay, because to read something but to pronounce something different. Okay, the last word is واش.
واش.
واش. Inshallah, next week, sisters, I will check the homework of every one of you. Because you will start to read from the Quran, inshallah, it is not easy. I will get for you some surah.